Lashon Hara. I was thinking I wanted the baker to speak. It's an Indian that is tremendous aliyah line. The person working on himself not to speak Lashon Hara. Rahman Lachlan is tremendous Yerida in speaking Lashon Hara. Clearly in our Dur, this is something of Chavtschayim that people like said, I felt this is like the Avoid of our Dur, the Beis HaMikdash, they bring Chazal, the Shud, those that are Masafi, the Masafi, Lashon Hara. So clearly they held that our job of bringing the Beis HaMikdash back is the Masafi in this area. So I was trying to think, I wanted to speak about Lashon Hara. To go through one summer, I had a Chavusa, we learned first Seder. I had to be in America towards the end of this month. Since the most passionate, so I was in Lakewood. I learned from Lakewood. So I learned with somebody. We learned first Seder. From the time I was looking to do this, we learned first Seder. It's tremendous here and there. There's a lot of amkas that love this. It's art. It's bishmak esugis. You know, the shas, the shanim, the freedom. I was thinking what to learn about, speak something about Lashon Hara. But I think I would like to do, I think it's the best idea, because it's how you start to say with the Lavan and Nasez that the Torah has on Lashon Hara. I would like to just question, try to read it, if we could read through all of them, the time will allow, in a quick way, read through at least a lot of them, Lavan and Nasez, maybe we can get all of them, the Azir to Darurin. But it's time to ask the Pelvic person how seriously the Torah takes it. Chavetz Chaim goes through, and you could be mefalkel. Each one has a problem. The Chavetz Chaim, the Be'er Man Chaim is more mayor. You have to dan, there's a taka yoy for that. But if you see that, if we see in the Torah that Hashem over and over and over, lav after lav, asay after asay, and an ori after ori says not to speak Lashon Hara, so that could be a good impetus for us to taka vishayim right there if we speak Lashon Hara. Yeah. And the halachas, we can listen to the davening, we should learn the halachas. So let's go through some of the Lavan and Nasez to see how much Hashem is against Lashon Hara, how evil Lashon Hara is. The first place I say that the Chabad Chaim quotes the pasuk in Vayikra, it says, "Leisemach Rachel ba'amecha." Rachel shouldn't go around ba'amecha. Stand the style of the Chabad Chaim. I chapped it. He says it in his Akdama that way, and I chapped it when I was learning it more beyond. It's fascinating. Yeah, it's quotes, but the Chavetz Chaim, he did like the Mechaber did this also. It's a fascinating work. It's a lot. I don't know if Yechavetz says it. The Chavetz Chaim took the exact quotes of the Shema. He puts them together, lines from the Urei, a lot from the Rambam, from the Mechaber, from all different places. He used their words even. Very fascinating. There were times Machlus and Machdal with Steves and Rambam in Chavetz Chaim's. Really, it's not a scheme, you just borrow a code relation, you might not hold like that here. You can't even die, that's the Chavetz Chaim. He brings the exact quotes to the Rishonim. It's just good to know when you learn to say the Chavetz Chaim. What? Yeah, exactly. And it takes a line here, it's very thick. The Mechaber did that. Exactly. So Chavetz Chaim did that in Lashon Hara a lot. He does have some of his own words. I can't say it's totally good. There are, he does have some words, but it's in large part lines from Hashem. It's good to know. And as he says, the some of his miraculous and his chaver is even a lysa sakes. The pasuk says, "I say, look, Rachel Bamecha. What's a Rachel? Zeshet Toyin Barim. He loads up words. And he goes from one person to another person. And he says, Kach Omer Pliny Alecha. So said Pliny on you. I heard that Pliny is doing this to you. Even though it's the truth, he's destroying the world. And there's a greater sin than this, and that's Lashon Hara. That's included in this lav. And what's that? That is something. This is a quote of the Rambam's Lashon. That's somebody who's misafik and gnus chaver, even though he's telling the truth. So the first lav is leselich rachav amecha. Now the lav, this is complicated. The actual lav, kipshuta, there's the pshuta lav, and then there's what's included in lav. There's not the Chavetz Chaim's chiddush. There's Rishonim say this. The actual lav is going to somebody and telling him what somebody else said about him. That's the actual lav. Well, you didn't speak bad on anybody. You didn't put down anybody. You just told somebody, you tell Reuven, you know what Shimon said to you? You know what Shimon did to you? You're stoking the flames of Machlokes. That's the actual lie. For some reason, I never understood why, for some reason, this Yerushalayim maybe say, that included in this lie, they say, Rachel is telling somebody the Gnus is putting down somebody else. Why it's included in this lab means a lot of work. Why it's included? It seems to have a different, it's a whole different thing. Here you're stoking machlokes. If I tell Shuli, do you know what Ezi said about you? You know that you heard Ezi said this about you? So that's the case of lab. For some reason Lashon Hara is also included. If I tell Shuli something negative about Ezi, it's a whole different issue, but it's included in this. That's what the Rishonim already say, that there's the other God on his head. It's worse to say gnos to somebody, but it's hubichlal lazeh. It's included in this lab. So that's the first lab somebody's over, Baal Lashon HaZayim. Hashem says, leseilach rachon, that's a lab. We have to get used to it. The same way it's zinalari chazer. Just because we're used to that, oh, somebody can do it. It's a lab. The same way it's a lab in the Torah, chazer. You're not allowed to eat pork. You're not allowed. It's a lab in the Torah. It's maybe easier to be over. It doesn't matter. It's the same as pork. You're not allowed to eat pork. Let's get clear. There's a lav in the Torah. You're not allowed to say, Shlomo Levi, you heard what he said about you? You heard what Yana did to you? We don't view it that way. We're so callous that a bachur a week ago came to me and he said, Ramash a week ago, and he said he's very angry at a bachur. Why? Because a third bachur told him what that bachur always says about him. Was so callous to me. The Bachar just told me that it's Mamash saying he said somebody ate pork. So that's his shout. We believe Lashon Hara, not the Kabbal Lashon Hara. That the halachas right now we're not going into Lameichash Mibayi. But yet, was so casual, he ate pork. Leiseilach Rachel, it's an Istadaraisa lav. That's the first lav. Next lav, Voivinana on Saturday base, where somebody's Makabal. The first lav is only somebody who's misafir. The first lav is not true on somebody who's mekabel. The second lav is true on somebody who's misafir or mekabel is leisisa shem hashov. Not to bear a shem hashov. A false statement. Shov means false. Uncle's Taish says false. Don't believe a false statement. So that's accepting. Why is that speaking? Leisisa accepting. So chazal of drasha, kari be leisasi. Don't give over either. So it's the law, the Gemara darshes. That's already a Gemara. That even though it's leisisa shem hashav, we darshes, it says leisasi shem hashav. Don't give over a false statement and don't accept a false statement. I've said over in the past that why is it called a false statement, Lashon Hara? It's even true. Chofetz Chaim is holy slate, he says many times, even though it's emes. So why is the Torah say, don't say a false statement? Even though it's true, it shouldn't say it's false. Chavetz Chaim here asked the Kasha. So why is it called false? So this is what I would like. I'm not going to be my Chavetz. My main point has to go to the Lavan and Nasez. But what I believe the Pshat is that if you could say something that's 100% the truth, I can tell you a fact that's 100% the truth. But the picture I'm creating is a Sheker, is a lie. Lashon Hara is the Pshat, and every single person, we all have our faults. We all have our faults. But we'll get up and we'll say, you know, Yerim, he did such and such. By saying that fact and not putting a perspective, he's a tzaddik and he has this smile and this smile and this smile and this smile, and you can never give a full perspective. When the essence you've done is given a false picture, is said a lie. But it's true what I said, the picture you create is a lie. The picture you create is a picture of a negative person. That's what happens when you say something negative. So it's taka shah, it's taka lie. The lie is not what you said, the lie is the picture you created. History is very good. It's a good thing to know history, to know Jewish history, it's a good zach. It's a very good zach. Binu shnei starvedar, it's a good thing. Sometimes there becomes like a certain type that I state that I don't admire knowing history is a cynicism to know all the dirt. To know all the dirt on Gedolim. You know Yenemach, what this he had with. To know all, my father always knows a lot of, knows his Jewish, knows what's Svarim. Look, well, he's pretty good with it. That's fine. The dirt, he never knows. That's, you know the Machlaikas, the Rishash, you know the Machlaikas.
There's no more
yes. This is not that I know. But this, what's going to cool? It's the truth. It's the evidence that what's Shema like this. The picture you're presenting is it's not so posh your picture. The Kivager is the godlike door from the biggest Kedoyim that we've ever had in Klaisa. You know Yenemais and the Kivay. They know the. So that Shema Shav, it's a lie. The story's true. There was. The perspective of in Yom Kippur and the Ila, at our highest moments, we can't comprehend the greatness of Kivager. When you say one story like this. You can't, the Shach said, I read it, the Shach writes, I can't comprehend your Kivager. The Shach, we can't comprehend your Kivager. But you said over one mindset, just like it's a shame Hashem, it's a lie. You said over a lie that's amazing. It's a true story that's an absolute lie. Why is that? The picture that's created of your Kivager is a lie. You're saying over the story to create a picture. The picture is an absolute lie. So that's the second law of the Torah, because speaking or accepting Lashon Hara is Laisis Hashem Hashav, which is Laisasin. You also are heard, third, Shomar B'nega Tzaras. The rule is that any time for the Torah, Shomar Pen Ba'al is allowed. So it says, Shomar B'nega Tzaras, Lishmar Ma'oi V'lasais. And the Sefri Darshins, what does it mean, Lishmar Ma'oi? The Kavanah Shalom, Lishkayach Milahazim Lashon Hara. It means don't forget. It's the kavan is a person shouldn't forget to be careful to refrain from speaking lashon hara. That's what it means. Lishmar ma'id. See, shomar b'negat tzaras. Lishmar ma'id. The guy should lishmar ma'id. There's a law not to forget tzaras. Not to forget speak lashon hara. That's the chavetz chayim of the Beir Ramchan. Suffice for that. The fourth one is the speaker and the listener. And here's a little arichos. We'll read through it. Is even with neiver leisitei mershal. You're even with Neiver. For speaking or accepting Lashon Hara, you're even with Neiver. Ki kolecha noisein michshal lufnei chaveiro, shiyavra alavna fresh in the Torah. You're putting a stumbling block in front of your friend. Now here's I have a shy lufnei lum. Somebody here, Bengarai, Yehuda Lev just finished Kedushin. Yehuda here? Oh, not here. Somebody here bring a raya from a Gemara Kedusha to this Shaila. What's that halacha? If I speak Lashon, somebody Rachman Litzman speaks Lashon Hara, but the people don't accept it. Is he able to stay here? Do you say, he put down a stumbling block? Doesn't matter if they trip. Lift Neiver in front of the blind people, don't put down a stumbling block. It doesn't matter if they trip. Or do you say that no, they have to actually trip? Does the blind guy have to actually trip for you to be able to favor? Let's say you say the Lashon Hara, but the people around don't accept it. Are you able to say the Lashon Hara, Josh? I want a raya from somebody from the raya from the Gemara Kedushin. A great raya.
Forget who it was, but the father was in the slam.
So how do you know that? Yes, what do you see?
So you see that...
Gemara, yes?
Yeah, yes, on that. Is it that you have to touch the slam like that?
Yeah.
Is that no, because of that on that slam. Well, both of them said, because you don't want to stop it. You love me after you love
Gemara yes. The Dilma Rasach the Kabbal of Neiver. Let's read the Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara together, by said for a second. We'll learn it together. We'll see what we're reading on Lama Beis. Let's learn the Gemara together. Zat the Gemara. Rabba Barifuna. So the story is of Rabba Barifuna as follows. Barifuna ripped up a garment in front of Rabba's son. He said, Ezel I will go, Echzi I will see, Irasach, Imoy Rasach. He gets angry or not. For every Gemara of Dilma Rasach, maybe you'll get angry, the Kabbalah of Neiver, Lesite Michel, you'll be Ebron of Neiver. And for the Gemara, like Ezra Rasi, the Machal El Yikri, who is Michael. Who is Michael is covered. Zab to Pri Yitzchak, the Lashna Gemara says, maybe you'll get angry, and you're Ebron of Neiver. Mashma, if he doesn't get angry, you're not Ebron of Neiver. It's mashma, if you put down a stumbling block and the enemy doesn't trip, you're not over. Zafir Kiyatzot, there's no raya. Maybe the way to read the Gemara is, the Dilma Rasach, maybe you'll get angry, and I reside the Kabbalah's neighbor. There are two ways of reading the Gemara. The Kiyatzot says this. You can either, there's two ways to read the Gemara. You can either read the Gemara, the Dilma Rasach, maybe you'll get angry, the Kabbalah's neighbor, the Siddur Mershaw, and then you'll, then Rav Huna Bar, then, Rav Huna will be able to favor. Or you could read the Gemara, but Dilma Rasach, since the son might get angry, I deserve you right automatically. two ways to read the Gemara, depending on the Shaila. So Kriya Yitzchak tries to do a raya from this Gemara, and then he says there are two ways to read the Gemara. He ends up not having a raya. The Shaila is legitimate Shaila. But the bottom line is that a person, if they do accept Lashonar certainly, or perhaps even just for saying Lashonar, giving them a possibility, is Uglif Neiver. And let's read the Chavetz Chaim. He says as follows. He says there's a chiluk between the speaker and the listener. The speaker is over even if there are a lot of people. Because fakir, the more people there are, the more lefneivers he has. If there are ten listeners, he's over 10 lefneivers. He's put in front of 10 people, lashon hara. He's over 10 lefneivers. But the acceptor is only over, it possibly says, if he's the only listener. Chavetz Chaim says the acceptor is only over if he's the only listener. Why? Because if he would go, the Musafir, the speaker, would have nobody to speak Lashon Hara to. If you wouldn't listen, the speaker would have nobody to speak to. But if there are other listeners, then we all know the Gemara by the Zara. If it's not Shreya V'Dinara, if anyway he would have spoken Lashon Hara, then there's no Lefneiver. The Lefneiver has to be Shreya V'Dinara. It has to be two sides. There has to be no other way of getting it. You give a Kais Nazir, a Kais Yayin or Nazir, and you have no other way of getting the Kais Yayin. But if he could have gotten it anyway, there's no Lefneiver Midaraisa. So the Chavetz Chaim says, by the listener, if he's the only listener, then he has Lefneiver. He would have left, the speaker would have nobody to talk, he's not going to talk to the wall. But if the other listeners, he says, then Tassel is not over on this lav. He said he's over on another lav, but not this one. All this is if he came after Ascholas HaSifer. Even though others came, then he's over on Lefneiver, because he started this, sir. He said, if you were the only guy there when he started speaking, it's also Lefneiver. So he says, I'll call upon and sarf me zarim ba'oid nechaburus kele shalashim. We have to be careful for such groups not to sit with them. Kit memala kulam nechtab b'shem chaburus resha. They're all called the chaburus resha. And he brings in the tzavais of Eliezer HaGadol that he commanded Hercules his son, v'ni al teisha b'chaburus ha'oyim g'nai nechavareim. Don't sit in a group that speaks bad on their friends. Kikshat varim oyim memala. When these words go up to Shemayim, the Sefer Tov is written down. Anybody just standing in the crowd is written as Chaburas Resha. I told Leilam, I already admitted to Leilam that I read some of the Shaya was working on. A fascinating thing that he was working on the whole year and a half that he was in the Sushila, Shaya said, Baruch Yosef. What he was working on, something he always wrote, was this Mamish's point, that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol wrote to work with his son, not to sit in chaburas that are speaking bad about their friends, because when it goes to Shemayim, all those who are sitting in the crowd are written down as chaburas resha, and they were very quiet. This was something that he was working on that year and a half. He wrote many, many times that I stayed away from the crowds, that I heard there was a group talking. It doesn't even say that Bob Dach Lashon Hara, it was something that he was constantly working on. So today I didn't stay away from the crowd. This week, it was something for a year and a half straight, he was Chesh Megev, that he's staying away from crowds. That large crowds are gathering to schmooze, he would move away. Stop what happens when there's a crowd is you open yourself up for the wind of anybody, just somebody speaks Lashon Hara. If you are in Shikra, you have to be very prepared to walk away or to silence somebody. But that's a favor. He's the speaker, it's a favor. And the more listeners, the more Lefneiver is over. He's like Minister Daraisa, Lefneiver is the Nashal. He's a listener, he's one listener, he's certainly a Lefneiver. There are many listeners, it's very possible he's over Lefneiver, the Rabbanim. That's not true every Dinara. Yesh Ladd, I was chatting about that. Yesh Ladd, certainly if you're the only listener, you're over Lefneiver, the Daraisa. The fifth essence, the silver, let's just remember, let's say with Rachel, is one is the Daraisa. The other is his Lysisa, which will be Lysassin. He shamed Lishmar Ma'ay. Shamed Nagas Aras, Lishmar Ma'ay. Lishmar Ma'ay is Lashon Hara, and the fourth, and neither is the Sidney Mishal. So far, is the four lavin that a person is over at one. The fifth lav is somebody who speaks Lashon Hara. It's over Shamal Chakim Tishkats Hashem Lekecha. Be careful lest you forget Hashem your God, which is a lav for Yubal Gaiva. So what Shaykh Lashon Hara is up to Chavetz Chaim. Since he's Malibu Mustachaveri, since he's laughing and being misleitz on his friend, mistavul machshavas atzmo lechacham leish kanashim, he holds himself a certain stature. A lot of lashon hara is the pshat that you're an elevated guy. You're speaking about the masses, the average guy. Ki ilu ayamakir es migay atzmai. He would recognize our own faults. Like a yamalug mechaveri. He wouldn't make fun of his friends. And as brings the Gemara in Saita, that avayna gaiva kasha admai. It's very shver the avayna gaiva. Like it says, through that, ain't afarim min alatias amesim achman alatlan. A person doesn't reawaken atias amesim. It's like serving our desarum azalis. And the Shechina wails over him, Yalala Salah wails over him. And he's called it's called the Tayeva. Ayin Sham B'Gemara, in Saita Dachay. B'Frad and B'Sipra Azeh Shal Kolein Chaveri. And specifically, if through talking about his friend, U'Mechaber Esatzeva, he raises himself up. If you use the degradation of your friend to raise ourselves up, B'Vadu Eru B'Lazeh, you're certainly over in this lab. M'Vad Mashach Ersu Rabbi Sein Ruach Kach and Eru Mabah. Besides that the Rabban and Baruch Kach say the person is cut off from the Rabban, V'Amar Meskab Kolein. That's a very shver thing to put down somebody else in order to raise our own stature. And it's a gaiva. Yishamu lecha petis l'shem l'kecha. Vayishma yishunin vayipa. It's a gaiva. It's a gaiva. Lashon hara many, many times a gaiva. If we have our own faults, it's embarrassing to speak about another person. We have our own faults. I catch myself all the time when I have a tain on another guy. It's a fun habit. You should try it because it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. We all, in our minds, we have a tain. We're human beings. I'm on my mind, pops in the tain. I had a hobby. It's a fun hobby. Last year, I enjoy this very much. Because I like finding all the times I've done basically the same thing to somebody else. Always we have tainas, and we've done this, we've been there, done that ourselves, plenty of other people. Try, the next time you have a taina to somebody else, be honest about it. Try to think, you know, not the exact, but the basic idea, how many times we've done it to somebody else. It's a gaiva when we're taining other people and speak Lashon Hara. It's a gaiva because we're not seeing nigga yatsu. We're not seeing that we all said, not just we do bad things, we do the same thing. If you just think a little bit of the stories or the cases where you were on the giving side of what you just got. Amal will upset the bacher. Amal will go in summer. And a bacher, very, very close to, won't get one call over the summer. She feels a little badly. You're very close. One time you say hello. Then I think about the thousands of times I go through all the times I didn't call this Rebbe, I didn't call before a shot of this one, Yom Kippur. So we do the same things. Because we're human beings. We're human beings, but the time is just gaiva. You're not tracking, you're not seeing your niggy acts, but you do the same things. That and beyond. We do the same things. We can't, we also have faults. Not to have advanced self-esteem or to develop it. We also have our faults. This area, it's funny. This is the one area, gaiva is the hard thing. Generally, you tell Bachra, Volga, Anivus is not something we work hard on yet. First, let's work on other areas. Anivus is something that's very late, yes, and showing something maybe to delay working on. The one area I would say that we should work on our level, that we can work on right away, is just not the time as other people. That dark of Anivus, lack of gaiva, is we also have folks. Not to put ourselves down, not to hope for nothing, not to. Just we also. And the tightness we have it up is we've been there, done that. So that's what he says is the fifth Aveira, is the Aveira of Gassa Ruach of Gaiva. Which he's money dead at some time, that's not necessarily every time. There are times, as Lashon Hara said, out of anger, it's not your gaiva. There are times when somebody did something to us, we've never done it. It's not gaiva. Not about gaiva. So the Chassam's not saying every time. This one he says that sometimes, usually he says, the stomach matches us with Chavnish Vanashim. The stomach. I don't think he means every single time, but the stomach is usually the way. Usually that Lashon Hara comes to meet the gaiva, and he's over us, he's over a lot. It's a lot of the He's Shomer. Remember whenever it says, he's Shomer, pen, ba'ah, is a lot. So he's over a lot of the Torah. Great timing. So what Rav Meisher does is, who cares the great cash in the Chalitzayim? Chalitzayim said, the speech in Lashon Hara, you have this fifth line. Who cares about speaking in Lashon Hara? It's not related to the speech. I guess not this. Unrelated to the speaking, it's the gas of Samura that he's misplaces. It could be, the only thing I can think of, the Chalitzayim learned that there's no love on a thought. The thought in your brain, it could be when the thought comes with a Meisher, it could be, I don't know. All these things, there's a lot of Indian in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, there's a lot of Tiva Ayin, it's a very good cash, you have Tiva Ayin, but the Chavetz Chaim hold that the lav only made it nice to get the thought itself, not, otherwise there's no shayas to speak, no shayas. Unless he means that one who speaks is a simon that he had his lav. Tiva Ayin, could be the Chavetz Chaim itself meant that. That someone with four lav for the actual deeper of Lashon Hara, and if that one who speaks has, it doesn't mean that the speaking itself. He's just saying, the Mesafa Lashon Hara is Mesafa Masha, this I was like, so when you were Misafir, you had this Aveir also. Not for being Misafir. The Yerushalayim don't know. Yeah, well, he's... I think he's about to say something, I'm sorry.
I was saying that just add it out to him. You can think some way about a person,
that's an added gas to see. It could be so Ezra's timing that it could be the added gas to speak it out. To think it's one thing, as that gas is telling us to think of human beings and think of time out. But then you should catch yourself. I also did the same thing. To speak it out is the guy. So that's the fifth love, is the shaman's guy. The sixth love. I apologize, look, if it's not so entertaining, everyone's getting an idea. My goal, it's usually every single Friday, my goal is that to give over a certain idea, and to give it over in a way that I can accept it, you can accept it, the way that it goes in. Here, my goal today is to bore you. Is to show us, to bore me, to show us over and over that God doesn't like Lashon Hara. And it's very effective. I think the Chavetz Chaim did it for a reason. He wanted us to read books. And he writes, I was looking before in his psicha, he writes that he wants you to learn the Lava Masses. He wants you to know that Hashem over and over in the Torah tells us not to speak Lashon Hara. That the Torah constantly is telling us that God doesn't like it. So it's getting repetitious. It's getting repetitious. That's the plan. They were supposed to see that over and over and over. Hashem was, the Torah is Mekatsa usually. Here, over and over, was added a way to say, Lashon Hara and Ben, Hashem, all different laws and asism. That's the point, that's what's happening over here. So, tell me when you're bored. Next. Sixth law is Va'ibir Nami Misada Makaba Lab Lizakhalu Hashem Kachi. Okay, here's the one that breaks loose all the machoikas. I was going to skip this one, like to avoid lumbus, because we can stop here, this will take the last 15 minutes. So I preface this, but I never understood this Chavetz Chaim. There is the Chavetz Chaim in the bottom tries explaining it. There is rain set on this. If somebody will explain this to me clearly, the way I understand, that I'll be Makatoi forever. On not looking to go as far as, I never heard of a pshat. A brother told my father that I don't have a good pshat in this next Chavetz Chaim. My father got angry at the brother. He said, I explained to him so many times. People smart, they'll try to explain to me. Somehow maybe my head's stuffed up. But the Chavetz Chaim says as follows. This one, he says, you're over Chil Hashem. And why are you over Chil Hashem? Let me tell you the rules of Chil Hashem, which is good to know. A tzaddik who acts in a not a normal manner is over Chil Hashem. A Talmud Chacham says, who acts in a non-normal manner is over Chil Hashem. If he does things that aren't, and he spits in the street, he does something too unusual, that he's over Chil Hashem. A regular person could do something not nice, not a nice, and not over Chil Hashem. I know Rebbeim want to say, it could be true, I'm not coming to ask it up. Rebbeim want to say that Yeshiva Bacher acts in a not regular manner to Chil Hashem. It's more Chil than Yeshiva comes from, and not a Chil Hashem. Because I think only Talmud Chacham, Halacha, only Talmud Chacham can make a Chil Hashem. A regular person can't make a Chil Hashem in that oifen. How can a regular Yid make a Chil Hashem? Now, someone will tell you, though, Yeshiva Bacher today represents Talmud Chacham because he's the one learning. The problem is the Gemara knew that also. The Gemara's plan also people represent, and the frum guy, the Gabi the Goy, doesn't know the difference between a frum guy. The Gemara says only Talmud Chacham has another like that. I'm not so quick to say that if you're in the park and you act wild, it's Chil Hashem. It's a very bad thing. If it's a chil with Judaism, it's not a nice thing. I don't know if it's Chil Hashem. It's a good thing. Rabbanim shall tell you it's a bad thing. You don't want people to say, Yoyin lo Rabbanim shall, they tell you it's a bad thing. Chas v'shalom to do it. I'm not telling the Chil Hashem is the Chamurish of only death is Mechaper. I don't know the Chil Hashem. It's terrible to do it. You don't want people to say, Yoyin lo Rabbanim shall, they tell you it's a bad, very bad thing. Chil Hashem, it could be this. I'm not coming to pass it. It's a good shayla. Chil Hashem. The Gemara says it's Chamul Chacham. That's what the Gemara says. So he can say, Shtimul Tari, that any Yeshiva Baruch looks, because people view you as a Chamul Chacham. Could be. Could be. Kids, a Talmud Chacham doesn't have a Tzad Chil Hashem. A regular Yid can only be taken Chil Hashem if he doesn't have Aveir that has no Hana. If he doesn't have Aveir that has no pleasure, so then he's over Chil Hashem. Why? Because what's the only incentive to do that Aveir? There's no pleasure. So what's his only incentive to do that Aveir? Is to rebel against God. There is no incentive. Why are you doing it? That's Chil Hashem. A regular Yid's only Chil Hashem is rebellion against Hashem. Zot the Bamsai, and I quote, Va'ayim enamim sadam kabo mavim eskal Hashem kachim, Akron, since, she'em b'zeh taiva, since there's no taiva, v'loi ha'no gashmias, no physical pleasure, shall yedei zeh yisgar b'yitzer love, that through this Yetzirah grows on him, al kein nechshav ha'oben hazeh kemerid, it's like a rebellion, Uprikas oil malchus shemayim ba'alma. It's just throwing off the yoke of Hashem. It's a rebellion. Umechavel shem shemayim zeh tchil Hashem. And this is going on even a regular Jew, b'stam ish Yisraeli, who beprat mu'ish chashav, who everybody looks at as myself, b'vadeitz mustal Hashem al-yidei zeh. And certainly, if it's done to Rabim, b'vadeitz shechet god ad mo'ed, he's called umechavel shem shemayim ba'rabim. The Chavtzayis is based on the Gemara. The Gemara said that loss of love will the animals gather to the Nachash, and they say, based on the Pasuk, Ma Yisrael Baal HaLashem, they're going to say, all the other animals eat, they bite in order to eat. You bite, Ma HaNayish, you have no Hanam, the Nachash bites, gets no pleasure. So why are you biting? So too, all the other Yvorim are going to gather to the Piv, and they're going to say, Ma Yisrael Baal HaLashem, what Hanam do you have in Lashon Hara? Ibazai the Chavetz Chaim says there is no Hana. Ibazai you have a Chil Hashem. Because it's Kemeret, it's rebellion. That's your motive. But I don't understand, first of all, I think there is Hana. In Lashon Hara. I am my own Shad in the Gemara, my Yisrael of Baal Lashon. I always thought there is Hana in Lashon Hara. It's a big title. You have a juicy piece in Lashon Hara, you have a juicy piece. It's a big title. You want to say it so badly. Try not saying it. No pleasure. You're itching to say it. So I've heard all the lundas is why it's not called pleasure. Good lundas, salad, it's not hanah. I've heard all the lundas. It's not etzem pleasure, it's acquired taste, I've heard some people say. I've heard others burp, and why it's not called pleasure. With all the lundas, my motive is not to rebel against God. My motive is still for that pleasure, which you don't call pleasure. My motive is because I have a title to say it. My motive is not, if it's commanded, the reason why it's Chil Hashem when there's no Hanah, is your only motive is to rebel against God. Over here, I have another motive, you don't want to call, you tell me, without a longness, you can't take away the facts that I'm saying it because you have Hanah, but you don't call Hanah. Which many times, three people in Lashon Hara are male, which I call Yankee. She's the powerful weapon of every Jew. Tzvila, Torah, all the chesed that touches our males. If our males are taka pure, it will taka bizoicha, that if you taka that pure male bizoicha to learn tremendous amounts of Torah, to our tools that you accept, and taka bizoicha to a lot of chesed with our males. So let's all be mechasek in this area. I'm not speaking Lashon, I'm not speaking negative on other people.